Hey everyone, and welcome. Get ready, because today we're going to take a deep dive into some pretty fascinating ideas about how we understand the Old Testament.
Yeah, we're going beyond just the stories themselves.
Exactly. We're going to be looking at how scholars unpack those ancient texts, and like all our deep dives, we're working with some really interesting source material today.
Absolutely.
We've got a lecture transcript from an Old Testament history class, and it tackles the work of a scholar you might have heard of, Gerhard von Rad.
Definitely a big name in biblical studies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
His work is still really influential today.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
He wasn't satisfied with just breaking down the Old Testament into its various sources.
Like the whole documentary hypothesis thing?
Right, the JEBP and all that.
Yeah, he wanted to go deeper than that.
He wanted to understand how it all fit together.
Yeah, exactly. He was looking for the bigger picture.
Like trying to piece together a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Exactly. He wanted to see the image that emerges when all the pieces are in place. That's such a great analogy. And to do that, he had this key concept he called Heilsgeschichte.
Right, which is often translated as salvation history.
Okay, so how is that different from just regular history?
Well, he argued that the Old Testament, particularly the first six books from Genesis to Joshua, were shaped by the Israelites' faith.
Okay.
And their understanding of God's actions in their lives.
So it's not just a straightforward historical record, right?
Right.
It's history told through the lens of faith and belief.
Yeah, think of it like a family photo album.
Okay.
It tells a story, but it's told from a particular perspective.
Okay.
Emphasizing certain events and relationships.
Right.
Von Rad believed the Old Testament does something similar.
Okay.
Highlighting how God was working in Israel's history.
To bring about salvation.
Exactly.
Okay, so where does plain old history?
Like just the facts.
Yeah, where does that fit into all of this?
That's a great question.
Mm.
And it's something von Rad himself grappled with.
Yeah, I can see how that would be tricky.
He actually called this tension between history and Heilsgeschichte a burden for biblical scholars.
A burden? Wow. So like a challenge.
Yeah, a real challenge. Because it raises all sorts of questions about how we understand these texts.
I bet. It makes you wonder, can a story be true, even if it's not perfectly historical in the way we might think of it today? What do you think?
It's a question that scholars are still debating.
Mm.
And there's no easy answer.
Right, because we weren't there.
Exactly.
We're looking back from thousands of years later.
Right, and trying to make sense of it all.
So how did von Rad approach this challenge? How did he try to find that balance between faith and history?
Well, he believed that the way this Heilsgeschichte was structured was very intentional.
Okay, so it's not just random stories thrown together, right? There's a method to the way it's organized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He argued that the Hexateuch,
the first six books?
Yeah, Genesis to Joshua, is built around key statements of belief.
Hmm, statements of belief.
Yeah, think of them like pillars holding up the entire narrative.
Okay, so these are like core beliefs that shape the way the entire story is told.
Exactly.
Interesting. Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. One of the best examples is found in Deuteronomy 26.59.
Okay.
It's a passage where the Israelites recount their history.
Oh, wow. So they're looking back and telling their own story.
Exactly. From their ancestor, Abraham, leaving his homeland.
Okay.
To their time in Egypt, and finally reaching the promised land.
So it's like a condensed version of their entire journey, hitting all the major points.
Yeah, it's like a greatest hits album of Israel's history.
I love that analogy.
So von Rad believed that these credos, as they're sometimes called, acted as a framework, connecting all these different stories and traditions into one cohesive narrative.
It's like they were threading a necklace.
Ooh, I like that.
Using these core beliefs as the string to hold all those beautiful beads, the stories and traditions, together.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
And it gets even more interesting because von Rad believed that these credos weren't just reflecting history.
Right.
They were actively shaping it.
That's right. He went so far as to say
that
their understanding of history was a product of their faith.
So he's saying that the Israelites' beliefs about God actually influenced how they interpreted and recounted their past. That's pretty radical.
It is. And it's one of the things that makes von Rad's work so thought-provoking.
Yeah, for sure. But the lecture transcript we're looking at today actually pushes back against von Rad's thinking a bit here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They point out that his approach might not fully account for those instances in the Old Testament where faith seems to be a direct response to something God has done.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they use the example of the Exodus.
Oh, of course.
Specifically, the parting of the Red Sea in chapter 14.
Right, one of the most traumatic stories in the whole Bible.
The ultimate escape story. So Walk me through this. How does this challenge von Rad's idea?
Well, remember how the Israelites were trapped between the Egyptian army and the sea?
Right. Total panic.
And then, bam, God intervenes in a spectacular way.
He parts the sea. It's a miracle.
Exactly. And the text says that after witnessing this incredible event,
okay,
the Israelites feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant.
So their faith was a direct result of seeing God's power in action.
Precisely.
It wasn't shaping the history. It was a response to it.
Exactly. And the lecture uses this example to highlight a potential weakness in von Rad's theory.
Right. If Heilsgeschichte is solely a product of faith, how do we explain those instances where historical events clearly shape belief?
It's like, which came first? The faith or the historical event?
It is a bit of a chicken and egg situation.
Definitely.
It seems like there's a bit of both going on, right? Sometimes faith shapes how we understand history, and sometimes history shapes our faith.
It's a complex interplay, and it's something that scholars are still trying to unpack.
Well, and as you said before, it has big implications, right? It affects how we understand the Bible, how we understand God's actions in the world.
And ultimately, what we believe.
Whoa, this is getting deep.
That's why we call it a deep dive.
I guess so. So where do we go from here? How do we navigate this tension between faith and history?
Well, the lecture goes on to explore some other really interesting perspectives on this, so let's dive into those.
Okay, lead the way. I'm ready for more.
All right, let's jump right in.
Okay, so we've been talking about this idea of Heilsgeschichte.
Right, salvation history.
And how it shapes the way the Old Testament is told.
Yeah, it's not just a dry, factual account.
Right, it's like a story that's been woven together with faith and meaning.
Exactly. It highlights how the Israelites understood their relationship with God.
And how they saw God working through their history.
It's a powerful way of looking at those ancient texts.
But the lecture we're looking at today, it kind of pushes back on that a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it raises some important questions about how we balance faith and historical understanding. Like, can we just say, well, the Israelites believed it, so it must be true.
Right. The lecture argues that we need to grapple with those historical claims.
We can't just dismiss them out of hand.
Exactly. We need to investigate them.
See if they hold up under scrutiny.
And that's where those examples of apparent contradictions in the Bible come in.
Oh, yeah. Like those different accounts of King Uzziah's burial.
Right. And who actually killed Goliath?
That's like, wait a minute, which one is it?
Exactly. And those kinds of discrepancies can be unsettling.
Yeah, they make you question the reliability of the biblical accounts.
But the lecture doesn't shy away from those tough questions.
It actually encourages us to wrestle with them.
To dig deeper and try to understand the context.
And the author's intent.
Because those apparent contradictions don't necessarily invalidate the core message of the Bible.
They just add another layer of complexity.
And invite us to think more critically about what we're reading.
I mean, it's like any historical account, right?
Exactly. There are always going to be different perspectives.
And gaps in our knowledge.
And it's up to us to try to piece together the puzzle.
And sometimes those pieces don't quite fit together perfectly.
But that's what makes the process so fascinating.
It's like being a detective.
Trying to uncover the truth.
And sometimes the truth is messier than we'd like it to be.
But that doesn't mean we should give up on searching for it.
So how do we navigate this complexity? How do we make sense of those apparent contradictions?
Well, the lecture points to the role of biblical scholarship.
Those experts who have dedicated their lives to studying these texts.
They use all sorts of tools and methods to try to shed light on these difficult passages.
Like linguistic analysis and archaeological evidence.
And they help us understand the historical and cultural context in which these texts were written.
So it's like they're giving us a guided tour through this ancient world.
Helping us to see things that we might miss on our own.
That's a great way to put it. But even with the help of scholars,
there are still going to be questions that we can't fully answer.
Mysteries that remain unsolved.
And that's okay.
It's part of what makes the Bible such a rich and enduring text.
It invites us to keep searching, keep questioning.
And keep growing in our understanding.
So even though the lecture challenges some of von Rad's ideas,
it also acknowledges the value of his work.
His emphasis on the theological message of the Old Testament.
And how the Israelites understood their relationship with God.
Those insights can really deepen our appreciation for these ancient texts.
And help us to see them in a new light.
So, as we continue our deep dive,
let's keep von Rad's perspective in mind.
But also be open to other interpretations.
And be willing to wrestle with those tough questions.
Because that's how we grow in our understanding of faith and history.
All right, let's keep diving. All right, so we've been on quite a journey with this deep dive into the Old Testament.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
Exploring all these different perspectives on how we understand these ancient texts. And it's been fascinating to see how Gerhard von Rad's ideas about Heilsgeschichte have challenged traditional views of the Bible.
Yeah, his work has definitely had a big impact on the field of biblical scholarship.
It's like he threw a wrench into the works and forced everyone to rethink their assumptions.
Yeah, he really shook things up.
And one of the key takeaways for me has been this idea that the Israelites' beliefs about God actually shaped how they told their own history.
Right. It's not just a dry, factual account of events.
It's a story that's infused with faith and meaning.
And that's what von Rad called Heilsgeschichte, or salvation history.
Yeah, he saw the Old Testament, particularly those first six books, as a narrative that highlights how God was working through history to bring about salvation for his people.
It's a way of reading the Bible that sees God's hand in everything.
But of course, the lecture we're looking at today doesn't completely agree with von Rad's approach, right?
Yeah, they point out that this approach might not fully account for those instances where faith seems to be a direct response to something God has done.
Right, like in the story of the Exodus, where the Israelites' faith seems to be a result of witnessing the parting of the Red Sea.
Exactly. And that raises some important questions about the relationship between faith and historical events.
Like which comes first?
Yeah, it's kind of a chicken egg situation.
And the lecture also emphasizes the importance of grappling with those historical claims in the Bible.
We can't just dismiss them out of hand.
Or say, well, the Israelites believed it, so it must be true.
Right. We need to investigate them and see if they hold up under scrutiny.
And that's where those examples of apparent contradictions in the Bible come in.
Yeah, those can be really challenging.
Like those different accounts of King Uzziah's burial or who actually killed Goliath.
Right. Those discrepancies can be unsettling.
It's like, wait a minute, which one is it?
And I think it's important to acknowledge that those kinds of questions and doubts are natural.
They're part of what makes the Bible such a fascinating and complex text.
And they invite us to engage with it on a deeper level.
Not just to accept everything at face value.
But to really grapple with the text and try to understand it in its historical context.
And that's where the role of biblical scholarship comes in.
Those experts who have dedicated their lives to studying these ancient texts.
Yeah, they can help us to see things that we might miss on our own.
And to appreciate the complexity and richness of the Bible.
So even though the lecture challenges some of von Rad's ideas,
I think it also acknowledges the value of his work.
Yeah, his emphasis on the theological message of the Old Testament.
And how the Israelites understood their relationship with God.
Those are insights that can really enrich our reading. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Old Testament,
I hope you'll come away with a renewed sense of curiosity and wonder about these ancient texts.
And maybe even a desire to dig a little deeper and explore them for yourself.
Because the Bible is a book that has something to offer everyone.
Whether you're a seasoned scholar or just starting to explore your faith.
And as we've seen today, it's a book that continues to challenge and inspire us even after thousands of years.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.